Chapter 11. Offices of the Chief of State, Senate Building, Coruscant.
Win Dorvan moved through the vast corridor of power that was the Senate Building with the calm, almost preoccupied stride of one who knew it well. He nodded a courteous but distant greeting to the guards at the various security checkpoints, who politely wished him,
"Good morning, sir."
His pocket bulged, but not with anything more dangerous than a sleeping chitlick, who was as familiar a fixture as Dorvan himself. Win Dorvan arrived hours before anyone else and generally left hours later. He stood in the turbolift, not fidgeting or making any attempt at whiling away at the time as others might, until it opened on his floor. He strode down the thickly carpeted hallway and keyed open the door to his office. Dorvan's office was as free of frills, trappings, and busyness as the man himself. He had no holopics of family, for he had none. Well, none outside of the small ball of fur softly snoring in his right-hand coat pocket. There was art on the walls, simply because leaving them bare had proved too unnerving to what few visitors he had. But it was passionless, safe art, unremarkable reproductions of Coruscant's old galaxy's opera house and the Minari Mountains. The windows had no full floor-length drapes and rich fabrics, but only shutters that rolled up or down at a touch to emit or prohibit light as Dorvan found it necessary. There was a desk, a chair, and two extra chairs for the rare guests. It was, all in all, clean, simple, and tidy, which was why the huge bouquet of trumpet and pyro flowers, in its almost obscene riot of red and purple and rich scent, was so dreadfully out of place. Dorvan blinked. He was not alarmed. No one could gain admittance to his office save himself, Dalla, and a few other trusted colleagues. Besides, an intruder was unlikely to leave flowers. Pocket stirred, poking her nose out and sniffing the overwhelming lush fragrance of the gift. Absently, Dorvan petted the chitlick with one hand while he stepped forward. There was a card propped up in front of the bouquet, with his name written on the thick, cream-colored flimsy in a bold yet elegant hand. He knew that handwriting. Chief of State Natasi Dalla had left this gift for him. Utterly confused now, he opened the envelope and read three words. "Sorry, a favor." He frowned slightly. What did Dalla possibly have to be sorry about?
"Win Dorvan, sir?"
The voice was young, female, and eager. Ah, Dorvan thought with a sad little smile. He turned around to see the speaker standing, shifting her weight uneasily. She was a Twi'lek, striking as all females of her species. Her skin was green, with darker forest green stripes visible here and there. She was dressed demurely in understated business attire, her leku draped in front of her shoulders. She carried a datapad and smiled a bit hesitantly at him.
"I'm..."
"My new assistant," Dorvan interrupted her.
Yes,
the girl stammered.
"My name is Desha Lore. Chief of State Dalla appointed me."